coming up on All Access.
Bienvenidos al Estadio Azteca. Rolls throws back to the end zone. Danny Amendola. Touchdown.
You know, during the week we had some stuff go on, and I was ready, you know, the whole time. And, you know, I'm a football player, so I play when and where I'm told to play, and I was excited to get the opportunity and, you know, glad we can get it done in Mexico.
It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here this week. It's been a great week for us to train in these facilities, to meet so many great people here at the Air Force Academy. I just can't tell you how much our team and our organization respects what you stand for, what you do.
Thanksgiving is a time of tradition in New England, and it means so much doing these baskets.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Eleven days on the road produced two big wins and a commanding lead in the AFC East. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. I hope you all had a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. There's so much to be thankful for here in Foxborough. Patriots are winners of six straight and sit atop the division with an 8-2 record. Next up is their first meeting of the year with the Miami Dolphins. We will preview the Dolphins game, but before we do, here's a look back at the sights and sounds from the win over the Raiders in Mexico City.
Hola.
And welcome to Mexico, Tom Brady. All I want to see is Tom Brady.
Al Estadio Azteca.
Hey, it's got to be up front. It's got to be up front. Right, tackle ball, let's go. Line it up, Chanel, let's go. Get it out, dude. That's it, dude. Get him out, though. Let's go.
Hey, fellas, realize this opportunity. To be brothers, go out there and battle. To play for one another. To believe in what we do every game. All that hard work. Not for individuals, but for us as a group.
Dom takes it to Lewis.
Come on, Dave!
Darby to the end zone! Touchdown! Los Patriotas!
Let it go, one, two. Let it go. Listen to me. That's how you want to play the game.
Carr dropping back, lobbing the long ball. Knocked incomplete by Jonathan Judd. Intercepted off the deflection by Daron Harmon.
Hey, let's go! Hey! My God! All day.
Brady throws back to the end zone. Danny Amendola. Touchdown. Record 62 yards. That kick has the distance, and that kick is good. Good. Audio to the end zone.
Great route, baby.
The Patriots conquer the Raiders 33-8.
Good game.
Keep it going, baby.
Hey, guys. Great trip.
Hi, fellas, it's a great job. All three legs of the trip. All three legs of it. It's a way to really push through it. You guys worked your ass off this week, and it showed up. Showed up in both games. Okay, we got a big week. We've been really grinding it out here. All right, we're off until Wednesday. Yeah! Hey, listen, hey. We need a real good day Wednesday now, okay? All right, so let's be ready to go on Wednesday, put in a good day's work, all right, and get on top of Miami. So let's come in here Wednesday ready to go. Congratulations, man, you earned it. That's a damn good three-leg stretch here.
How do we feel about coming to Mexico and beating the Raiders? Oh!
All right, time now for the plays of the week. Post-Raiders game, Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you. And, Coach, we're going to get to a critical sequence here. And if you ever watch your team practice during the summer or even at pregame warm-ups, defense works on punching the ball out. And pretty much this is why, right?
Yeah, you know, this was a big play right before the half. Carr hits Roberts over here. And I think one of the things about this play that's interesting is you see Pat Chung and Marquise Flowers right here in between the hash marks, along with Cook. And as the ball's thrown, they make good effort to get over there to the ball. And as Roberts is being tackled, that ball's swinging away from his body. It just, Marquise just instinctively, when he sees it out there, I think is, you know, gets into stripping the ball, punching it out. And there are the two guys recovering the ball. And a second ago, they were standing over there, with Cook in the middle of the field. So, the more guys you have around the ball, the better chance you have of getting it. Great effort, great awareness here. And a big play before the half to not only keep the Raiders out of the end zone, but get us possession of the ball.
That's huge because if you don't forget, I mean, you guys won the opening coin toss, you defer. So now all of a sudden you get the chance for the quick two scores.
Right. So with 33 seconds left in the half, the Raiders run a strong safety blitz. So they bring Joseph off the edge here and slant the line down inside. Josh has calls the off tackle play here. And so Devlin reads it around onto the linebacker, onto Bowman, and there's the hole right there for Deion. Pretty good one. And then some good running by Deion. Gets the ball from, you know, about an extra 10 yards there from the 15 or so. Gets it almost up to the 30-yard line. So that really changed the whole perspective of the situation where with 26 seconds, then we complete a pass. So with 11 seconds, we get the ball up here to where we would have a shot at the field goal. Right now, it would be a 73-yard field goal. Maybe we'd have a shot at it. It'd be a real tough kick. We really felt like we'd get the ball to midfield and put it into the 60s that we'd have a, you know, pretty reasonable shot to make it.
Now, being out in Denver, real quick here before you get to the big play here with Gronkowski, when you say, okay, 73 is makeable, did Gostkowski show you things when you guys were out in Colorado Springs that, boy, we could potentially hit it from 65, 70 yards if we get a chance with elevation.
Right. Well, we felt like in Denver, you know, we'd be close to 60.
Yeah.
Once we got to Colorado Springs, being even a couple thousand feet higher, the ball carried even a little bit further there as it did in Mexico. So this was, you know, we felt like if we could just gain a few yards, which we can do here with when Tom throws the ball to Rob. Rob does a good job of getting upfield, not wasting time. Getting upfield, get what he can get, and gets the ball to the 45-yard line. We take the timeout, and we almost, at 5 seconds here, we almost had time for another play, but just felt like that would have been cutting a little bit too close, and we definitely felt that 62 yards was, you know, within Steve's range. And so that was a big 3 points for us with 33 seconds to go. We'll get in the ball those 33 seconds before the half to be able to come out of there with points. Now, here's the shot of the play from the end zone, 62 yards, and you can see what a good operation this is. First of all, perfect snap from Cardona right there. And if you look closely, you can see the laces are up for Ryan Allen. So when he spots the ball, there's really no spinning of the ball. He just places it down. The laces are in perfect position. There's a good hold and a good kick. So great job by Steve, no question about it, but these two guys and the whole three-man operation, snapper, holder, kicker, was just excellent, which it needs to be on a kick like this, 62 yards. But all three guys and the protection came through. You can see Patterson down here. Not really much doubt about this kick.
That could have been good from 70.
It might have been.
Potentially, yeah.
It might have been.
Wow. So that's a great way to end the half, too.
Right, so that was a big play for us to end the half. That took it from 14 to 17 to nothing. Now we get the ball with 30 seconds gone in the half. And this is a good matchup here that we identified. So this is Brandon Cooks on Obi, the rookie corner, who's really a safety that was only started practicing a couple weeks ago as he was coming back off of IR. And, Josh set this up, Tom, Brandon, really good execution and recognition. So there's a quick out and up move there. And Tom does a nice job putting the ball out in front of Brandon. And also a nice job right here by Brady of holding the free safety, of holding Nelson. He just gives him a little bit of a hesitation and keeps him from getting a jump on the ball. So Brandon Cook catches it in stride. And so now it goes from 14-0 to 24-0 in a little over a minute. And so that's a big swing.
That's a big one right there. Coach, great stuff. Good luck this week against the Miami Dolphins.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with the third winningest coach of all time in NFL history.
Certainly never thought about that when I got into football or got into coaching.
And later, relive a very special week on the road for the Patriots.
1, 2, 3!
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Football, family, and food make Thanksgiving one of the best holidays of the year. Dan Roach tells us that while the Patriots have much to be thankful for, they are far from satisfied.
Led by Tom Terrific in London, in the States, and now here in Mexico.
Their 10-day, three-city, two-country journey couldn't have gone much better. Two wins by a combined score of 74-24 to improve to 8-2 on the season. Yes, a lot to be thankful for.
A lot of good guys in that locker room. A lot of guys that I'm proud to call teammate and friend. So definitely thankful to have them have my back.
Just very thankful for my family and all the influences I've had from them that they have had on my life.
Most importantly, my family. I got two sons. I got a wife. They drive me each and every day to get up to do my best at my profession. So without a doubt, it's definitely those guys.
The Patriots are also thankful for their 6-game winning streak, but they know there's still a long way to go and plenty of work to do.
We got to kind of start from scratch and understand exactly our game plan for that week and how we want to play. So I think that in itself kind of creates that, mentality of getting better and understanding a new game plan because you have to work at it.
Now, the Patriots ran their road winning streak to 13 games with their victory over the Raiders in Mexico City. The Patriots now second best all time in NFL history with that type of streak. The top team, the San Francisco 49ers from 1988 to 1990, won 18 games in a row away from home. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Danny, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots offensive lineman, because I don't know what to call you, guard or center, Ted Karras. And what do I call you?
I'll just go with an interior O-lineman. Interior O-lineman.
All right, when did you find out that you had to make the move to center in Mexico City?
During the week we had some stuff go on, and I was ready, the whole time. And, I'm a football player, so I play when and where I'm told to play, and I was excited to get the opportunity and, glad we could get it done in Mexico.
What's the message that you get out of all that? What's the message that people can take away? Be ready at all times?
Yeah.
You tell me.
I was ready. Be ready at all times is a good one. kind of go with the flow and, mm-hmm. and seize your opportunities as they come. So,
I'm not an expert, but watching the film, no problems with the exchange, no fumbles, no Brady had no problems taking the ball from you. Did it feel right for you?
Yeah, no, we've worked together for almost 2 years now. So, I was glad to go in there though and not have my name called for something like that.
Tell me about, are you ready for Ndamukong Suh?
He's a great player, and they have a great defense too. A lot of guys on that front four are pretty good, and I played him last year too, and I take the same approach that I take to every other game.
You come from a football family. Your dad played football. Obviously, Alex Karras is part of your family as well. Uncle?
My great-uncle.
Great-uncle.
Dad played with you.
Dad played with me. Dad played
Rivalry week this week, by the way. Illinois-Northwestern.
Illinois-Northwestern, that's exactly right. What have you learned from your family in the football world?
I've learned a lot from them, especially reading some of, if you ever read George Plimpton's books, they're all about Alex Karras.
Right.
Yeah. But just, I take a lot of pride in the fact that I can continue the family legacy. And it was never forced on me, but I always knew from a young age I wanted to play. And I think they, taught me a certain level of toughness and physical responsibility as a young child, and that bolstered me early on.
To be the Thanksgiving season, what are you most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for my family and my beautiful fiance, Rachel.
Way to get that out.
Yeah, and we're getting married in February.
Congrats.
And, the opportunity to play in the NFL and especially to be a part of this program is something very special to me.
Good luck this week against Miami.
Thank you.
Ted Karras, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
We don't usually celebrate individual accomplishments, but I can speak for myself. Coming to these Patriot games for many decades with my boys and seeing Landry and Hallis and Don Shula, and always dreamt about us being in that place. And today, you guys helped this gentleman become third all-time of wins in the 97-year history of the NFL. Behind Don Shula and George Hallis.
Congratulations, it's about our team. It's about our team.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with Coach Belichick. Got a lot to be thankful for. Let's start with win number 271, and coming off the video right there, great moment in the locker room, with the owner, with the players, which guys that got you there. You've had a lot of teams over the years. Just talk about it briefly, what it means to you to be third.
It's pretty humbling. Certainly never thought about that when I got into football or got into coaching, but I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity to be around a lot of great people and certainly to coach a lot of great players and, have a lot of great assistant coaches, coordinators, coaching staff, and work for a great organization. So it's been very fortunate, and hopefully we can add a few to that number.
A lot of third and longs during that process too,
well,
right?
I'll say.
Both sides of the football. I see what goes into road trips. Going back 3 years ago out to Green Bay and picking up an organization, not only picking up an organization, but taking guys away from a normal home routine. Talk about the process from Denver to end and the way it ended against the Oakland Raiders down in Mexico City and the focus your team showed throughout the course of that and how proud you were of what they did.
Yeah, I thought it was a real good trip for us. The three legs, the first leg was going out to Denver, and we left on Friday after practice and went out and, I thought played well, performed well as a team in that game. Then after the game, I thought it was a big advantage for us to be able to just get on a bus and go down to Colorado Springs and go to the hotel, as opposed to, flying back across the country and, trying to get a tough start to the next day. We were actually ready to go on Monday and had a good productive day on Monday and Tuesday. And then we were ready to go on Wednesday for the Raiders. Practice at Air Force. They had good facilities. They were very accommodating. And we were really able to get on a good week. It wasn't like a home game, but it wasn't like coming back from an away game either. I think the players certainly felt the difference in altitude in practice and just kind of a little bit of a shortness of breath. And then, you know, we had a good week there. And then on Saturday afternoon, flew down to Mexico City and kind of got reacclimated to that situation. Of course, playing in that stadium was different. We'd never been there before. And the players, again, responded very well to that. We got off to a good start. We played from ahead. I thought our team handled all those situations well. The organization did a great job of paving the road for us. So that's a lot of planning, a lot of work. It was a great trip by the organization, and I think our players and coaches benefited from it tremendously. And
a lot of divisional games packed towards the end of the schedule. It's kind of an odd quirk here. You're on week 12. You haven't played the Miami Dolphins yet. So now as you catch up and you look ahead and getting ready for Miami, what impresses you about their team and the way they're playing this year?
Well, as usual, they're a very disruptive team defensively and in the kicking game. They pressure kicks, they block kicks, they turn the ball over. You know, the last 2 years, fumbles and interceptions, close to 50 combined. So they get the ball out a lot offensively. They have very explosive players and a great coordinator with Coach Gase and the system that they use. So it's a very explosive team that's won a lot of close games. The close loss they had to Oakland a couple weeks ago was the first time they'd lost a close game in the last dozen. They'd won 11 in a row. So they know how to win in the fourth quarter. They know how to win close games. They have a lot of explosive players. Then they're good in all three phases of the game.
Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @ColtMojo. @ColtMojo. I don't know how they come up with these things. Okay, Miami Dolphins two times in 3 weeks. This is the first time where you play the same opponent within a three-week span. He asked, is the game planning and scheming, is it less important than actual fundamentals instead of worrying about what we're going to game plan 1 week to what we might do 2 weeks from now? Do you just have to worry about playing football?
Right. Well, fundamentals are always important, and any play that looks good on paper could be a bad play with bad fundamentals, and really good fundamentals can make almost any play good. So fundamentals are critical. But, you know, having a chance with the scheme where you're not outnumbered or you're not out-leveraged, that's part of it, too. So I think it's a combination of those two things. You always want to have good fundamentals, but your scheme is important to a degree so that you're not putting yourself in a position where you just don't have enough guys or you don't have any angles to work with. You've got to be able to create, let's just say, a fair fight so that you can, you know, give your players an opportunity. I think that's the coach's job is to create, put players in a position where they have a fair opportunity, if they do things right, to win, as opposed to being in a scheme where no matter what they do, they just don't have a chance. So hopefully we can do that.
All right, Coach, great answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team first on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellastrader, a lot of talent. I'm going to take a look at everybody.
Some really explosive offensive players.
All right, we'll take a look at the Miami Dolphins later in a Bellastrader, but first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bill Belichick highlights a dangerous Dolphins team on the Bellastrader.
Literally, they can score from anywhere on the field, so the running back position is extremely dangerous, however they get the ball.
But first, Patriots players making a difference on this very special holiday.
I'm one that comes from very humble beginnings, so to be the one giving recipients basket means a lot.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
For our Coach of the Week, we salute John Andreoli of St. John's Shrewsbury High School. The Pioneers walloped Springfield Central to clinch a spot in the Division III Super Bowl on December 2nd.
High school football is where it's at. It's that stepping stone to the next level wherever you go in life.
Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the St. John Shrewsbury High School football program in the name of John Andreoli. Congratulations.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Sandwiched between road wins over Denver and Oakland was a unique week on the road for the Patriots. Our cameramen were in Colorado Springs and Mexico City to capture it all.
Special guest with me today, the coach of the New England Patriots, Coach Bill Belichick.
It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here this week. It's been a great week for us to train in these facilities, to meet so many great people here at the Air Force Academy. I just can't tell you how much our team and our organization respects what you stand for, what you do, and for protecting our freedom. So we're very thankful for that, and so appreciative of the opportunity to be here this week. General, I'd like to present you with a Patriots sweatshirt. I'll let you cut the sleeves off.
For the 24th year, Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his players teamed up with Morgan Memorial Goodwill to provide overflowing Thanksgiving baskets to more than 200 families in need.
Thanksgiving is a time of tradition in New England more than any other area, I believe. And, you know, since we've owned the team, this is our 24th visit here to Morgan Memorial to have the privilege of bringing these turkeys to these families. And it means so much doing these baskets.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bell's Trader. You love this segment. Coach, we're going to take a look at Miami here. They have some weapons on offense, don't they?
Great skill players. Great skill players. Damian Williams, number 26, and Kenyon Drake, they've kind of split the carries and the catches. So this is Williams on a little zone play. You can see the corner's unblocked here. He does a nice job of slipping by him and then the free safety and, you know, turns it into a long 50-yard run.
Wow. I think he's going out of bounds. He cuts right back. The blocking downfield, too.
So when Williams goes out, Drake comes in, or vice versa. Third and one. So here's Drake, number 32, running the zone play to the defensive right. And, you know, he does a nice job. He's got very good speed. Does a nice job of stretching the play. There's the cut through the seam. And now he's down into the secondary. Either of these guys can make big plays. They both make them in the passing game and the running game. Literally, they can score from anywhere on the field. So the running back position is extremely dangerous, however they get the ball.
A little quicker, more explosive than Ajayi. You know, they traded him away earlier in the year.
Yeah, not quite as big, but yeah, a lot of big playability.
Gotcha.
Jarvis Landry normally lines up in the slot, but they move him all over. He's another tough guy to defend. And it's not just him catching the ball, it's after the catch. So this is a good example of Landry making the catch, stiff arm in the corner, you know, cutting back on the free safety. You know, he gains an extra, 25, 30 yards here on his own, just with good running instincts, balance, and quickness. So not only keeping him from catching the ball is a problem, but tackling him when he has it is a big problem as well.
Okay, if you're not worrying about him, that's going to be somebody else.
Yeah, and this is a great play right here that goes to Stills. First of all, so what Coach Gase designs on this play is he's all three receivers together, and the Bucks are playing a three-deep zone. So this is the curl flat player, and they take Landry, who's obviously a key guy, and run him out to the flat, and that occupies the safety here, the corner, long enough, all right, to let Stills get in behind him. So Stills comes off the line here, and while the safety is being occupied by Landry, Stills gets in behind him and runs a deep route behind the curl flat player as the corner is getting cleared out by the outside receiver, by Parker. So a great play design, a great player, and, you know, good throw, good catch, you know, big gain down here. You know, Stills is such a big threat down the field. He can score, again, from any place on the field with his great speed.
So their safety is going to have their heads on a swivel. So it's about communication, making sure you understand lineups and concepts. Okay, field goal block.
Very good on special teams. They block a lot of kicks. And, you know, the Ravens don't get many kicks blocked here, but this is Vincent Taylor, the rookie defensive tackle, looping around and making a block here in the A-gap on the other side. They're very creative with their schemes. There's a lot of movement inside on their field goal rushes with good power and good speed off the edge and inside. Just a very good rush team on both field goals and punts.
That's a tough thing to do because you can't light the snapper up anymore. You know, he's got to be uncovered at the snap.
Can't overload, right? Can't hit the snapper, can't jump, can't push. Yeah, can't do much anything. And then, you know, here's a punt rush against the Ravens. And so they give you a lot of different looks up front on the punt rush. Sometimes it's balanced. Sometimes it's a 53 rush like this one. Sometimes the guys are stacked. But bottom line is here for the Ravens, they can only get this punt off with three penalties. So there's a holding penalty on the snapper. We have a tripping penalty here on Levine, personal protector. And then a hands-to-the-face penalty here on the wing. And so, really, it takes three penalties to stop this rush to get the ball off. So, again, a very good rush team. They have big players in there like Feedy. They have linebackers in there like Hull. And they have fast, quick defensive backs in there like Akins and, you know, guys like that.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Good to be back in the division. Congratulations on your new Air Force sweatshirt, too. You look pretty good in that thing.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellustrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Disco Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And I do want to touch on Terry Glenn, the passing of Terry Glenn. And what kind of impact did he have here in New England?
He's just a real interesting guy, a complex guy, one of the more complex guys that I can remember covering. And I had a chance, you know, to sort of watch him before I was in this business really working, you know, here for the Patriots and enjoying his play on the field as a fan. And then got to know him a little bit, as much as anyone does, because I don't think a lot of people that were in the media knew Terry Glenn really well. Just a really sort of introverted guy. I conducted an entire interview, with maybe 10 minutes, with him with his helmet on facing inside his locker, and I can't recall that. Just a really interesting guy. Obviously a shame, you know, to be taken so young, but I almost look at it a little bit wasted talent because he was so talented, and just I don't think he ever really fulfilled it.
When Paul creates that image of interviewing Terry Glenn with his helmet on, facing into his locker, it reminds me of something Drew Bledsoe said. And Drew talked about how Terry's upbringing made it hard for him to trust people.
Absolutely.
And he didn't really want to open up because, you know, he didn't know if he could trust anyone. And I thought Drew Bledsoe's words about Terry Glenn were beautiful and really, really poignant in terms of understanding him as a person. And then as a football player, Steve, I would just say, like, there's certain receivers that you watch and you say, that looks different from everyone else. And he is in that gifted category for me with Randy Moss. When you watched him, you're like, whoa, that looks different. Terry Glenn was the same way. He just sort of glided. It was like, it was so effortless with him. So it was special to watch him.
I want to turn our attention to the team now. 8-2, 6 in a row. When you looked at the beginning of the season, you saw Patriots playing Oakland and Denver. That was going to be like their toughest part. They got by that no problem.
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be that way. Obviously, both of those teams having miserable seasons. But I don't really care about the opponent right now as much as I care about the Patriots, because I thought in those first, you know, 7-8 weeks, there were plenty of mediocre to bad teams that the Patriots played that they went to the last possession of the game against. And now it's 41-16. It's 33-8. These games are over midway through the second quarter. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the game is over. And that's what a lot of people, myself included, will go back to our nice warm summer day out on the practice fields where I thought they would go 19-0. This is the team I expect.
Yeah, do you remember when Paul put his foot out
and
was riding back?
I was cruising, but it took a while, but we're here.
It took a while to get going.
It took a while, but we're here.
And a couple of things I would highlight, and you're right. What did they say at the bye week? Like, we haven't been in control of really a game, and now they have for 2 weeks in a row. Good coaching, good execution by the players. It's now trending in that direction where Paul's leaning back and he's saying, let's go.
Getting ready, although it's going to be cold in Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Miami before we even get to Minnesota, because here's a team. They got a face. Everybody knows Miami's awful. But they can't afford to take this team lightly.
Yeah, and I know they're coming off, you know, that long trip, 10 days or so, you know, away from home. And I think they're probably feeling pretty good about themselves. But they do have the luxury of coming home. They're getting a little bit of rest right now. And they are. You're right, Steve. It's a bad team. And, you know, who knows who's going to end up playing quarterback, if it's Cutler, if it's Moore. I don't think it really matters. I think they have good receivers, but I don't think they have a guy consistently that can get those guys the ball.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago you had asked about could this be a trap game? And
I
said I respectfully disagree with the question because they hadn't had played well enough to be considered in a situation to have a trap game.
Right.
Well, you know, now I think it's a really good question because they are feeling good about themselves. They're coming home. Natural instinct is to exhale. Hey, we just played really well, had an exhilarating road trip, three legs of it. And now we're at home against a team that's struggling. So I think we'll learn a lot about this Patriots team this week in terms of, can they refill the tank, you know, physically and mentally? How do they deal with a, you know, a fragmented week with the Thanksgiving holiday? It's different than that normal routine. We'll find out a little bit about
prediction time. Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm not worried about this trap at all. I think this game will be over, much like the last two, in the second quarter or so. Patriots 38-17.
I like 31-17 Patriots, but I'm a little bit closer than Paul. I think it might be a game into the second half.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Well, that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. With Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.